My God, the victim mentality has been so prevalent this week. I've said it before, it seems like we have weekly themes here on the channel that just develop organically. The theme this week on the channel has been Fake Victim Week. We have talked all week about fake victims in tennis and soccer. All European soccer fans are racist. In women's tennis, anytime a big name loses, they pull the victim card. I was bullied on social media. I receive 100 million mean tweets every day. Now, we have Pedro Martinez, a former elite pitcher in Major League Baseball. He's pulling the victim card and the race card at the same time, the double whammy of wokeism. Major League Baseball, I'll admit, they have a long history of bias, especially when it comes to individual awards in the Hall of Fame. Both are voted on by baseball writers, who are extremely fickle and not objective. If a player pisses off a baseball writer, they won't vote for them for MVP or whatever at the end of the season. It should not be that way, but it's the way it is in Major League Baseball. It's always been that way. Pedro Martinez is well aware of this non-objectivity, but he has decided to put an entirely different spin on this. He was on some podcast over on Barstool this week. The podcast features David Ortiz, a former teammate of Pedro Martinez, and some dude named Jared Carrabas. Never heard of him. The topic of the 1999 MVP race came up. Now make no mistake about it. Pedro Martinez was the most dominant pitcher in baseball in the late 90s, early 2000s. 1999 was arguably the best season of his career. He went 23-4, a 2.04 ERA, 313 strikeouts. The dude was unhittable. You can make the case it was the best season by a pitcher in Major League Baseball in the history of the game, considering Pedro Martinez did all this at the height of the steroid era. He has never been linked to PEDs, at least to my knowledge. This dude was just naturally dominant at a time when Major League Baseball was full of chemically enhanced monsters hitting 500-foot home runs. This dude, Pedro Martinez, was an animal. However, he did not win the MVP race in 1999, and he thinks he knows why. Here is a direct quote with his reasoning. Quote, "You don't want to say you racist, but sometimes you have to think. There are people that are racist, because how can you give votes to people that didn't belong in the MVP contention to just harm someone individually? And I had nothing against those two guys. I've always been a professional," end quote. I like how he starts by saying, "You don't want to say racist." Then he basically throws out a fake claim of racism. That's like me saying, "I don't mean to punch you in the face." Then I proceed to punch you in the face. Sometimes athletes make claims of racism and they're real, they're legit. That is not the case with Pedro Martinez. This dude does not have a leg to stand on with this argument. Check out this list of players who were in consideration for MVP in 1999. Ivan Rodriguez won the award. Pedro Martinez finished second. Followed by Roberto Alomar, Manny Ramirez, and Rafael Palmeiro. Every damn one of those players are Hispanic. Every one of them. There's not a white dude on that list. Not a black dude on the list. No Asian, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Canadian, red, yellow, green. Pick a color. The only color on that list is brown. So please explain to me, how in the hell can Pedro Martinez think he lost the MVP award in 1999 because of racism? This dude has clearly been hit in the head one too many times with a line drive. The two writers that he's calling out for racism are George King from the New York Post and Lavelle Neal III from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. George King, obviously, is a white dude. A name cannot get any whiter than George King. Lavelle Neal III's a black dude. Now, since everything has to deal with race in 2021, I figured I would go ahead and share the race of these two writers, just so we're clear. Back in 1999, George King explained why he didn't vote for Pedro Martinez as league MVP. He said the MVP award should be given to everyday players, not pitchers. Pitchers have their own individual MVP-type award, the Cy Young Award. Now, whether you agree with that explanation or not, it is a reasonable explanation. It's entirely possible George King and Lavelle Neal didn't like Pedro Martinez for one reason or another, so they didn't vote for him. Like I said, baseball writers are fickle and are known to hold grudges when it comes to voting for things like the MVP. So a personal vendetta or a beef is entirely possible here. But I can tell you with 100% certainty, the race of Pedro Martinez had nothing to do with this. If they had a vendetta against Hispanic players, there wouldn't be any Hispanic players in consideration to begin with. Pedro Martinez, all he did was add his name to part of an ongoing trend. Anytime you lose, you pull the victim card. A call doesn't go your way, you pull the race card. A white man is given a coaching job over a black man, it's white privilege. You're not voted league MVP, it's because they don't like Hispanics. These people do this for sympathy and attention. I haven't heard the name Pedro Martinez in over a decade. This dude has been hidden away in a mansion somewhere, out of the public spotlight. Suddenly, he makes a ridiculous fake racism claim, and he's right back in the news. I'll be honest with you. Pedro Martinez should have won the MVP in 1999. He should have. Like I said, he was dominating in the middle of the steroid era. But there's nothing he can do about it now. So why are we talking about it? It's been 21 years. Making false claims of racism, especially in this case, just makes Pedro Martinez look like a dumbass. There's an old saying, it's better to keep quiet and let people think you're stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Pedro Martinez opened his mouth and proved to everybody that he's really a dumbass. All right, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Pedro Martinez and his ridiculous claim of fake racism. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I don't know if I'm going to be back here tomorrow. I mean, it is week one of the NFL season. I'll be watching Red Zone all day, and I have plans tomorrow night. Plus, we have been super busy at the book this weekend, so I've got to get caught up on that. I might try to get something up tomorrow morning. I don't know. If I don't, you guys enjoy the NFL tomorrow, and I will see you on Monday.